Well, you really have a wonderful family, don't you?
Uh-huh. Well, they have better jobs now, you see. I have two that works at their Goodyear Mill, you know.
And where is that?
Up here in Cedar Town.
Uh-huh. I've never been to Cedar Town.
Riding the buggy, you know we wasn't going fast, but no, they coming fast now.
Okay, let me see now. Where? Oh, I just asked you about the midwife. That was the last one of these questions. Mm-hmm. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Countryman.
Okay. Now let's see. If a country person goes into town, the city people call him a
countryman.
Okay, and if a city person comes out in the country?
They call him a cityman.
Okay. What do you call people whose skin is black?
Well, I just say the boy, but, you know, when we come along, you know, well, I reckon you'd call him a, would you call him a angel?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. What do you call a person like me whose skin is white?
A white person.
And what about a person who like you whose skin is dark?
A Negro.
Okay. Now, if a white person gets mad with a colored person, what might he call him?
A white person get mad with a colored person, you call him a nigger.
Okay. Now, if a colored person got mad with a white person,
call him a savior.
Okay.
That's what we used to do. That's what we was raised up. But we did not say it. We didn't say it then, you see.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, now they don't say much anything to each other, won't they?
Well, I don't know.
Of course, they're a whole lot better because my little, you see, they mixing up now going to school, you mm-hmm. see. But we used to go play with the children, you know, white children, but we didn't have to go to school with them.
Uh-huh.
But you see, they all going to school, you know.
Well, now, are your grandchildren going to school mm-hmm. with white people?
That's right. There's a little boy lives right up here. And that him and that little boy play together every evening.
They get along real well?
That's right.
Well, I think that's wonderful. So
mm-hmm. Yeah, they ride their bicycle. He'd go up there and he'd come down here and he ice cream with him, mm-hmm. you know. He'd go up there and he'd have a, what he called a winning road. Y'all come on, let's just have a winning road. And they go to the store together and get them candy.
That sounds like they have a good time.
Yeah, they do.
Let's see. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son broke it. You'd say the man got awfully
mad.
Okay. Suppose you'd been working hard all day long. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really
tired.
The nurse at school sent a child home early because the child
did wrong.
Well, now, the principal might send him home if he uh-huh. did wrong. But if the nurse sent him home, she sent him home because the child was
Saster.
No. When a teacher sends a child to the nurse, to the school.
Oh, I know what it is. She send him home because he's sick. That's fine. What it is. That's what I ought to say a while ago.
Well, some of these questions aren't as clear as they might be.
Well, you just not thinking about it. That's what it is.
Okay.
Yeah, sick.
Now, if a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick
at the stomach.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say, you better behave or what will get you?